Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Rehap Up. We have a special Rehap Up Women Tell All episode. I am joined, as always, by my co-host. Co-hosting with her is my jam. It's Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing so well. I'm so excited for this episode of the podcast. I feel like this has just been like such a long time coming, and it's finally here. It's like the Bachelor. We're doing our own Women Tell All episode today. And with us, we have Allie Asher from the Challenge Rehap Up. And we have Alita Brillman from the Ninja Warrior Rehap Up and the internness of just all of Rob Has a Planet.
She's just the perennial intern. So, yeah, welcome, you guys. Allie, how are you doing today?
I am doing phenomenal. This has been a dream podcast to be on for a long time. I would have quit my job as an up-and-coming successful news anchor to be here. Luckily, I didn't have to do that.
Nice. We're very glad you're here.
But would you have broken up for your IRL boyfriend for us?
100%, and he knows it.
Nice. And Lita, how are you tonight?
I'm so great. I'm happy to be doing this on International Women's Day with a panel of international women here.
North American international women.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm stoked. Cool. I'm going to be like Jamie, even though I've had the least RHAP time. I'm going to be trying to talk way too much.
Nice. You'll just butt in even if I don't call on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
hey, did anyone bring a chicken?
Ooh.
Oh, left mine at home.
We should have thought about that. I could grab my cat, but he won't stay for long.
Right. So if you could both just give a little introduction about your experience with The Bachelor. We'll start with you, Allie.
I feel like I have to give a disclaimer, as always, for anyone who doesn't, if this is your first introduction to me, which it should be. I had an epiphany because I was thinking about your guys' podcast and I listen every week. And I have to say that my love language is hate. It changed my life. I texted it to myself when I thought of it. It was like, I gotta remember this. And the thing is like, I know that people are gonna write, why do you even watch the show? You hate it so much. So I got involved watching The Bachelor not that long ago because people around me were watching it. One summer, I think Jillian's season, I was going to someone's house every week for a viewing party, not at all like the ones that Ben and Chris Harrison would crash. And then when I moved back home after college, my mom watched it. So my mom, dad, and myself would watch it. And that was the peak of my viewing because my dad's comments were absolutely hysterical. I believe his Bachelor love language was also hate.
Yeah.
And now I watch it as like a social experiment. Like I'm learning about myself. Why do I find this enjoyable? I don't know. Why does the Bachelor Nation enjoy this? So now it's more of just, I don't know why I'm watching it, but I am and I love it. I love to hate it.
That's awesome. How about you, Alita?
So I started watching a few years ago with the former Ben Senior's season. He was like the wine guy.
Ben Senior, the esteemed Ben the wine guy.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I was sort of a casual at that point. My mom always watched it. And then I definitely watched it, but I didn't get super into it even until Bachelor in Paradise premiered and I was obsessed with it. And then I was like, yeah, I have to know more of these people better before they go out there. So then I got super, super into it during Andy's season.
Oh, so you're watching for The Bachelor in Paradise, getting the backstory going.
Oh, yeah. I need the... To me, it's all just VIP origin.
Awesome.
It's like people who watch The Real World just to know who's going to be on the challenge, right, Allie?
Oh, I love you so much. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think my Bachelor love language is like sloppy train wrecks. They're always the...
All right, they speak to you.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we're going to talk about the Women Tell All. And not all the women were there.
Sloppy train wrecks.
Yeah, speaking of sloppy train wrecks. And I thought I'd go through and name, as Chris Harrison did, in order, the people that were in the chairs. And if we could all go around, we'll start Haley, then Allie, then Lita. Give a one word rapid response for each of these people. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, limiting me to one word is dangerous. Yeah.
The first thing that pops to your mind is kind of like what Gordon Holmes does in those exit interviews. So we'll start with Haley, then Allie, then Lita, and we'll go around like that. So first up introduced is Lace. Haley.
Queen.
No.
Love.
All right. Tierra.
Okay.
Chicken.
Same.
Amber.
Again.
Go away.
Jamie.
Canadian.
I like you more after watching this.
Who?
All right. Speaking of who, Izzy.
Who?
Never forget.
Robbed.
Rachel.
I guess.
I'm asleep.
I don't know who this is.
Jubilee.
Queen.
Bachelorette.
Yes.
Jen.
My brother's future girlfriend.
Sad.
Apathetic.
Shoshana.
Great hair.
Thirsty.
Russian. Or something.
International Women's Day.
Yes. Russian or something. Lauren H.
Oh, that was it?
It's yeah. More sound effects.
Okay. Chicken suit.
Midwestern.
Olivia.
Good haircut.
Turned it around.
Hate.
Leah. Hate.
Like, what's your point?
Thirsty times two.
Manipulative.
Becca.
I love her.
Two things came in. One, Chris Harrison saying virgin, and two, the lyrics to NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. Can't explain.
Romper. She had a great romper.
Oh, true. Oh,
all right. And now Haley, talk about Haley.
Vidja. Oh, sing yeah. One.
Dave.
Emily.
Cute.
Thing two.
Other fave.
Amanda.
I don't know. Like, she's fine. Like, mom. I guess that's the word is mom.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
Should be more pissed.
Sweet.
Agreed.
Yeah. She really should. And I had McDonald's for dinner tonight, and I thought of her today. I had a shamrock shake, pancakes or hotcakes, and a hash brown.
Oh, for pancake day, I think it is also.
Oh, it might have been.
Yeah, because women can't have anything.
You know, can't have it all to ourselves. And the last one, Kayla.
Needs eyeliner.
Totally.
I was going to say neutral face, so because you said it, I just shrug.
Gorgeous.
Okay. All right. So we start out with the women talk.
Don't get me wrong. I think she is strikingly beautiful, but like
something looked off. Fill in
your eyebrows, just a scooch, throw on some wing liner and you're D2D. Like this is national effing television.
As I said to someone I work with today, because obviously this was discussed at length, she is one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen and definitely, definitively the best hair I've ever seen. I hope it's extensions or something because I can't imagine someone actually having that hair. But she looked way better on the show than she did last night. And if I'm showing up to tell some guy to suck it, like, I'm putting in work.
Were they trying to make
her? Yeah, you're coming like an Oscars gown.
I think they're trying to make her look downtrodden and sad when really she's been filming promos for The Bachelorette. So they're like, okay, let's take the eyeliner off, take the fake eyelashes away, and then they're going to bring her back and she'll be like really dazzling and like, what, after the final rose or something when they announce it? What do you guys
amazing
think?
Yeah, but shouldn't they like make her like at least like midway? Like she looks like presentable. Like she looks like she knew this was happening today.
It's true. It's going to be too much of a shock. It's like Survivor and then the finale. It's like she's going to be like too drastic of a change.
Yeah.
So the show starts out, they kind of recap the drama of the season. I noticed that Leah got booed. What did you guys think about that? She was, as they were introducing the people, more than Olivia.
I admit that part because I was still out getting dinner.
Getting what?
So I'm glad you're still getting her. Girl, yeah. I want to eat.
Yeah, true.
I have Monday nights and I rush home for The Bachelor and I needed to get food. That's just the part. So sorry, everyone. But it doesn't really surprise me. She was good a little later on, too, when like Ben came out and she was trying to get some explanation from him and he just shut her down.
Right.
I think she was probably booed more than Olivia because Olivia had at least like was the victim like once in a while, like whether you agree with that or not, like they showed people trash talking her. So like, you know, she had a little bit of that, but Leah, literally the only thing that anyone knows about her is that one moment where she was mean.
Yeah. She came out of nowhere to just say, Lauren is like this in the house. And
then was immediately eliminated. Yeah. Like, it's the only thing we know about her. Olivia right. can have her defenders because at least she like, we know things about her.
Right. I loved the boos because when they go to her the second time, it's like restrained booing. And I could just see the PAs in the audience, like doing the arms, like, come on, give me more.
Totally. Yeah. So I think, well, we'll cover this in the questions, but we'll be talking about who might get the call for BIP, Lita's favorite show. So she could be for sure a contender because she's the villain, getting the villain boos in the audience. We also start out kind of with talking about Jubilee, and there was this whole discussion, confrontation with Amber and Jamie saying that Jubilee was calling them, what was she saying? That like,
she was saying that she was going to be, is this before the racial stuff?
No, the racial stuff, like that she yes. would be the full black woman that would win or something.
And she was saying that she was going to go the furthest of any black woman, mm-hmm. allegedly, and the other women of color took offense to that.
Yeah. Haley, what did you think about that argument there and Jubilee being put on the spot?
Like, I just feel like this was a rehash of the argument that like Amber was kind of trying to take Jubilee in that one episode. Like, it was just like, okay, like I think you've made your point, you're just being like rude. And I guess they don't want this off like off camera, but like I feel like this could have been a phone call, like, hey Jubilee, like I'm sorry, but like this is why I was upset. And then Jubilee could have been like, okay, I understand, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for that to offend anyone, like I understand that I could be a polarizing person, blah, blah. So she didn't come off super well in that segment, but I thought Jubilee really shined in her hot seat segment mm-hmm. with Chris Harrison.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was a great spot for her. And I think she really had a chance to like have her words like, and without the other girls like cutting in to be like, no, this. So she had her moments to like explain what the scoop was.
Yeah. It's sort of sucked for her because they were confronting her right before her segment. Then she got pulled up there. Allie, what did you think about the different Jubilee segments and how she came across?
See, I kind of disagree with you guys. And at first, my first reaction was like, Jubilee is killing it. She's coming off stellar. And then when Jamie actually gave her reasoning behind it, I was like, whoa, okay, we didn't see this on TV. That is a totally legitimate complaint to have and reason to feel like somebody is not being genuine with Ben or being just plain offensive. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was crazy about Jubilee is first she says, I'm not claiming that that never happened.
And then she said later she did, or she does say that.
Yeah, then she starts saying, like, okay, well, like, I said I was full black. Why is that offensive? And it's like, well, you just said you weren't claiming that. Now you're claiming it. So I thought she got caught in a lie. And I get what Haley's saying. In real life, yeah, you just call your friend. You don't, like, blow up her spot at a party or something. Mm-hmm. But when you've been embarrassed, like, more so Amber, but Amber and Jamie, and you were made out to look like you were attacking someone who is a victim, you're going to want to take this opportunity also on TV to defend yourself and call her out for the real reasons you were calling her out on the show. So I didn't think that Jamie was
a really great point.
Well, that's where I was wondering, is it that that's why they were rude to her in the house, or is it they saw how they came across on TV and they were like, what can I bring to the women tell all to defend myself? You know, is it more like they came armed with something to make themselves not look as bad, you know? So that's where I'm not sure, you know, because it seemed like even when Jubilee did apologize and say, oh, now I totally get, like, I didn't mean to offend you with that comment, just something I say, and they weren't ready to take, you know, at all. Like, it just seemed like they came in with the agenda to bring that up. So it's hard to know without them ever showing us what happened.
I guess that's fair. I bought it, though. It seemed genuine. It seemed very natural, and it seemed consistent coming from Jamie. And Jubilee just went through so many inconsistencies. And then with Shoshana, like,
backed it up. Yeah, Shoshana did, too. That's true. Yeah, I think... it probably for sure was said, but I don't know if that's the only reason that people were upset with her, or if they had other things that, you know, because that whole soccer mom comment from Lauren H and things like that targeted Jubilee in different ways. But yeah, it was interesting. But I do agree that she came off really well in the hot seat with Chris. I don't think Chris came off that well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
Chris,
like, what was it? He said something like talking about her complicated. She talked about her complicated past, and what really bothered me.
She, like, but like, great guy like Ben can love you, so like, accept that. And it's, yeah, like, fuck you. Like, no.
Yeah.
She's great because she is great, not because like some
guy,
what, like some random dude who can't grow a beard likes her.
Yeah, he took her on two dates.
It was also offensive in the before that, and Amy Schumer tweeted amazing things about that everything, oh, yeah, I saw, I retweeted. But she was basically like, because he's shaming her for being complicated.
Yes.
He's like, oh, you're a complicated woman. Like, you're going to work on that.
Yep.
But what it seemed like Chris was really trying to hammer it home on behalf of ABC's diversity. Like, Ben really liked you and you ruined it, right?
Right.
Like, wouldn't you say that Ben was genuinely interested in you and you screwed it up?
Totally.
Like, wouldn't you agree, Jubilee, that Ben is not racist and therefore we are not racist as a network and a program?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I wrote down, he said to her, because she was talking about her past, and that makes it, she said, I don't actually think I'm unlovable. I just think I'm hard to love. And he said to her, you can't control how complicated you are. I assume it's something you fight. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, fight, okay, about revealing
also,
her past.
I read a People article as an interview with her. They asked her something about her family, or she said, you know, this is something I don't talk about. My mother, my father, my two brothers all died. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then my sister and I had to go stay with our grandmother, but she had leprosy. And she was dying, so she couldn't take care of us. And so my sister and I went to an orphanage, and then her adoptive father came and wanted to adopt both of them. But her sister was too sick to be adopted, so they had to just take Jubilee. And so she doesn't know what happened to her sister either. And she's been trying to find her. So it's like,
yes,
like, yeah, you would be effing complicated if all that shit happened to you within the span of like 2 years in your childhood.
But Ben told me privately that you were special.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you say that Ben loved you despite all of that?
It was also, oh my God, because Chris Harrison, like, he made it so that even if she, like, he acknowledged that she was really complicated, she could still only have one personality trait, and that's that she was complicated. Like, it's not really that different from being the chicken girl if you, right, repeat it so many times.
I'm a complicated, like, girl.
Yeah, it's still a one-dimensional character trait, even though it is being complicated.
Right. And so then when she comes down to the seat, too, she had just made some comment about how she was complimenting Ben when she revealed her past, and she was kind of making a joke of it, like, oh, my whole family died, want to make out, you know, sort of that he didn't, he handled it well. And then she gets to the hot seat and Chris is just like looking at her like, and she's emotional. And he's like, what's coming up for you? It's like, maybe I just talked about my family dying. Oh, man.
I'm looking forward to the inevitable cancellation of the future Chris Harrison talk show.
Yeah, he is following on that trajectory for sure. It'll be like the Jeff Probst. He's the Jeff Probst wannabe. Poor man's Jeff Probst.
R.I.P.
Would Jeff Probst be better at these reunions? I don't know. Chris was being little jerky Jeff sometimes, reminded me of some of these reunions. I just wish Rosie O'Donnell did it.
Right. Or Brian Gumbel.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah. Anything that will get Chris Harrison one fewer job, I'm in favor of. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who was next in the hot seat? It was Lace.
So. It wasn't me. No. That's Lace.
Yeah. Lita, what did you think of how Lace came off? And that's special.
I thought she came off well. One thing that I was noticing was that when Chris asked her very creepily if she had been dating people, she was like, yeah, I've dated some people. And then like, seemed to give a sort of knowing look, and then all the girls like giggled. I was like, did she date Chris Harrison? Like that was my first thought. It just seemed very, very weird. Or maybe she was just like really hoping that he was going to ask her to be on BIP and was trying to seem like promiscuous. I don't know.
Yeah,
he asked her to be on BIP during Bachelor Live, and she's like I gotta think about it, I've still got some stuff to do.
Right. So
when does Bachelor in Paradise tape? Has it taped?
No.
No.
Okay. Because they have to wait for the Bachelorette right season to go. Yeah, so.
It tapes right after. It tapes like 3 weeks usually.
Gotcha. So for Kayla's season, there's going to be a ton of guys that actually don't want Kayla, but they're hoping for Lace or Leah or whatever. I don't know. Who's going to be the Bachelor in Paradise? Like, who's going to be the Samantha of Bachelor in Paradise, where it's like she was totally invisible? Is that gonna be Shoshana? Somebody that's Jen? Yeah, where it's like all the dudes are like, I need her, but we never saw her. Haley, what else do you think about Lace and how Chris was, he was asking her about, do you use the word crazy anymore? Stuff like that.
Oh my God, Chris, get off and horse. Like, get away from me. I thought Lace came off super well. I'm a Lace fan to begin with. For that she knew this wasn't a good thing for her, so she left, even though she like knew that she was head home the night anyway. She kind of preemptively was like, oh, whatever. But I thought she came off really well. She said she's been working really hard on herself, and she just knew she wasn't in a place then, you know, where the Bachelor was going for her. Like, is the Bachelor thing for any of these people? Really?
Right. Well, and then when she was talking about, well, you can't really love, her tattoo says, you can't love anyone else until you love yourself. Something like that. So, Allie, do you want to describe for people who did not?
I think it's Allie's co-host. I think it was Allie's co-host, Brian, who tweeted something about like, okay, when you start quoting your own tattoo, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, Allie, I was wondering if you could describe what happened to interrupt this discussion of Lace's tattoo in the audience for people who did not tune in.
It's funny you should ask, because I actually did some research on this as well, because I couldn't just let this lie.
Okay, good.
So basically, she says something to the effect of like, you are crazy. You're crazy beautiful. I'm sorry, she doesn't say that. A mysterious Caucasian male, appears to be about 5'7", jumps up and says this. And
from the audience.
He then like reveals that he has this janky scribble that does actually resemble her. And I'm not saying she's ugly. She has a nice tattoo, captures her likeness.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Her likeness is nice. The tattoo, not so much.
That's so he gets called up. He rips off his shirt. Chris Harrison does his bullshit like, oh, like security.
I didn't know this was happening.
Right. And then warns her to stay away from him while also forcing them to take a picture together. Now, obviously,
tells her not to touch him.
Yeah.
Right. Get close enough. Get your face under his armpit, because it was a very painful rib fake tattoo. And I was like, all right, I know this tattoo isn't real, just like Ashley and JP's ultrasound, but let me dig into this and confirm. The very reliable TMZ reports that this not only was a fake tattoo, but they identified the gentleman in question as comedian slash punk producer Jamie Abram.
Oh, okay.
Abram. Mm-hmm. And he done a series of comedy videos, which then I went to the YouTube video and I can confirm with my untrained eye that this does look a lot like the guy in the video.
Mm-hmm.
But they're reporting that nobody on staff, like that he showed up with this tattoo, claimed it to be real, and nobody was in on the hoax. Like nobody in ABC knew it wasn't real.
Oh, that's awesome. Interesting. Okay, they didn't know it wasn't real by looking at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Must know.
We actually had a question
Hollywood
about that from Angela Marie. Do we think the lace tattoo was real or unreal? That tattoo looked terrible and Chris was way weird about the whole thing. So, Al, your explanation actually makes a lot of sense that the tattoo was not real, it was fake as F, but like Chris was really weird about it because he didn't actually know it was coming.
Or he maybe knew like the audience member was going to jump up, but he didn't know like before he got to the studio, like the guy showed up as an audience member, like, look at my tattoo. I love lace.
Yeah, I'm sure he knew that. Yeah, that there would be a segment because he made the point to bring up. Oh, Lace, you mentioned your tattoo. Brian Cohen, your co-host, Allie, also has a question related to this. It says you have to get a tattoo of a reality show contestant. Who is it of? Okay. Allie, go first.
Randy Bailey.
Oh, love you're stealing everyone's answer.
Suckers.
Lita's trying to get a follow back on Twitter, and now she can't take that answer.
That was such an easy way to suck up.
Yeah. I'm trying too hard. He's not going to like it.
Lita, what are you going to go with?
Well, if it has to be from a reality show, it would have to be someone from Survivor for me. Maybe like Alicia Calloway, like I could get like her on my torso and then have her hand waving her finger in my face tattooed on my face.
Ooh, okay.
I think that would really get CBS's attention. Be one of those people and go on the reunion.
Yeah. Or just
now, would your face have to be blurred out if you have a middle finger tattoo on it?
Oh, I think she just waves her index finger.
Oh, her index finger. Sorry. I just pictured middle finger
in her face.
So maybe she'd have to sign a release form to be on CBS again. Maybe she'd get royalties for appearing on the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'll just jump up at the next reunion, even if Alicia Calloway is in no way involved. Like, she's crazy beautiful.
Yeah. Haley, how about you?
I would think I'd get like a Mount Rushmore of the original Teen Moms. All four of them.
Good one.
Just don't tell Amanda that. She'd get really offended.
Yeah, she won't be on it. It's fine.
Yeah.
She's a young adult mother.
I think I would get like one of the Big Brother contestants that was in a costume or something like that. Like one of those weird onesies or something. Maybe
Humilitard?
Yeah, one of the Humilitards. Or else the dog that was in the Big Brother house last season, but that's kind of cheating. But he was my favorite. So, good question. The next person in the hot seat was Olivia. And I had asked some people on Twitter what kind of tattoos they would get, and there were some fun responses. Like somebody said Olivia's mouth and stuff like that. So, some good ideas. Haley, what did you think of Olivia here? She had the new haircut, as you mentioned, looking good.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
She just doesn't get how she's perceived, and like I can totally understand how painful it was watching that season back, especially like some of the things the girls said about her back were cruel. Like the whole breath thing was just, you know, it was a little much, but she just doesn't get why people don't like her. And she thinks it's on them when really it's like the way she comes off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of kind of defensiveness. She had not a lot of apologizing exactly. It was sort of, well, you guys did this to me too. Lita, what did you think?
I think that she was trying to play the victim because they had the footage of people saying mean things about her. And I'm not saying that the breath comments or the toe comments were fair or anything, but it doesn't really work if you do something really mean and then when people sort of respond to it and are mean back, it's not really the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I think she was trying to really play that victim card. And it just didn't really work.
And they weren't saying those things to her in the house. So it's sort of like Danielle in Big Brother 3 when she's in the diary room and they come back and they are upset at when they view that and things she said. So, you know, if they're complaining, you know, we know these producers can get things out of people to say like, oh, yeah, her breath stinks and blah, blah, blah. But they weren't going up to her and bullying her about that. So it seemed a little convenient to me that she was throwing that back at them. Not that it was, again, fair to say. And of course, it would be hard for her to get all these comments back. But I agree with Haley. That's just not really understanding how she comes off and just getting really defensive about it. Allie, how about you? What did you think of Olivia's hot seat appearance?
I think she showed up like PR coached and ready to come off as well as she possibly could under the circumstances. Like, I don't think she made any additional missteps, whereas mm-hmm. like Leah, I think just like put her foot right back in her mouth. Right. But Olivia took reasonable ownership. And look, I mean, I'm dealing with this on my own podcast, right? Like, I put shit out there and I'm starting to get some shit back. And like you put out, you reap what you sow, right? And that's kind of, I think Olivia is not used to her snide comments, people finding out about it or people picking up on it, or, you know, she likes to be, I buy that she's a total introvert. Like, I think there are mm-hmm. introverts who are public figures, and mm-hmm. she was out of her league here. And I bet she's getting so much shit, and I can't imagine how difficult it is to deal with the
right.
what people are willing to say on the internet. But at the same time, you reap what you sow. So I think eventually this will die down. She came out, she played her cards right, the cards that she had left. And I think in a couple months, as long as she doesn't show up on Bachelor in Paradise, she should be okay.
Right. Do we think that's a possibility?
There's no way, right? So there's no way she's going to let her image take another hit.
Yeah.
I did love that the twins were like yelling in unison at her. Like, I thought it was so twinny.
Right. Yeah. They made like the exact same like stink face and stuff too. Like, every face they made was totally in unison in reaction to what Olivia was saying.
Yeah. They showed their immaturity when like someone's like, Leah was like, you did the same thing to her. And then one of them was like, that's besides the point.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's not. It is the point.
Right. I was wondering who that was. I missed who it was that defended her. So Leah and Olivia are on the same side of things. The ones who get the villain edit, mm-hmm. I guess.
For Bachelor in Paradise, do you think that she has Michelle money upside?
Leah?
No, I just think like Olivia. Like Michelle Money was the villain of her season. And then she comes on Bachelor Pad and she comes on Bachelor in Paradise. And I don't know how you guys feel about Michelle Money, but I am now a Michelle Money fan.
I think too.
I love Michelle Money.
Yeah.
So maybe there's Michelle Money upside.
I didn't see her season, but I feel like that's a different line of villain. Michelle Money just seems she's almost like Courtney Kurtzen. Mm-hmm. She knows what she's saying. Where like Olivia, like what she was saying, it was like she just didn't get that might affect people in a negative way. Where I feel like Courtney and Michelle were like, this is a little scything, but I know I'm going to get some LOLs out of it.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I guess that's true. But in the same way that Olivia was aggressive and always pulling Ben away, and that seemed to be a big complaint that the girls had, like Michelle Money was like, I'm going to get and Courtney Robertson's a great comparison. Like, I'm going to get my man. This is our time, whatever it takes. I don't know. Maybe not.
I just don't see Michelle Money doing things like when Ben had a tragedy happened to his family, and I'm sure that this was editing. True. And Olivia is talking about her cankles. It just she's not calculated in the same way that Michelle Money is, and I think that makes her that sets her apart a little bit. I did think it was really funny when Olivia was saying that her pulling away Ben first all the time was her way of showing that she was there for him. Right. And I just couldn't stop thinking about that one time.
There for the right reasons. Yeah. Pulling away to talk about her cankles. And then I liked when she said, like, of those four times after, I only did it one of those times. You know, like, okay. So she's really calculating it there. The next person to get brought up, we mentioned how she had a little bit different look at the Women Tell All, was Kayla. So I just felt like she was really putting on how heartbroken she was. And this felt really coached to me because there are other rumors out there, pretty much confirmed, that she's the next Bachelorette. Haley, what did you think about how Kayla was coming across or how they were trying to show her?
See, this is what makes me nervous about Kayla being the Bachelorette, is that it doesn't feel natural.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish we got more like the happiness is a little rehearsed and the sadness is rehearsed. Like, I just want some, like, just some naturalness, you know. It doesn't really matter what the emotion is. Like, I'm looking right. at her being a little angry, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, that moment where she got back out of the car and been like, actually, Ben, like, I have something else to say. Like, that's the skill I want to see. Mm-hmm. I'm just worried we're not going to get enough of that. And in this segment with Chris, like, I just felt like it was really like, I'm great, this happened. Like, and it made me real sad. But, like, this, I'm great again. It was like, okay, like, I get it. Like,
mm-hmm.
Let's
kind of like what she said to Ben. It's like, I feel like I love you. I feel like I'm going to hurt you. Like, we don't know what she's doing. So,
yeah.
Allie, what do you think about Kayla's appearance?
I mean, in general, I've been feeling lately that, like, I don't know any of the last five women. Besides Amanda, because she has kids. Like, I feel like, I don't know if it was just the season or if it was me, that we didn't really get to know anything about these women. I usually feel like by the final three, I know what they're about. I know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Kayla, I have no idea anything about her. I was so shocked when Ben said this was the deepest connection. I know you guys, like, you know, anyway. because we don't know anything about Kayla. You know, she's exactly what Haley said. She's one emotion. She's like, happy, happy, happy. It seems rehearsed. Here, I liked at least that she was standoffish and stern, but she wasn't carrying the conversation. So Chris would ask her a question and she would kind of give a one word answer and need prompting, which if she's going to be the Bachelorette, I need something in between where she's able to. I mean, Andy was great at this. Like, she's able to be stern and explained and not just like dead the conversation, which is what I felt Kayla was doing. The best
and that's what I do to my boyfriend when I'm mad at him.
The Kayla best line.
Harrison?
Maybe. Who wouldn't be?
My favorite line of the whole night was when Kayla honestly and genuinely says that now that she's seen the way that Ben looks at Lauren B and JoJo, she wants someone, you know, who looks at her that way. I want someone who looks at me. And that's it.
And only. Yeah.
That was fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. Well, and that was kind of the whole theme when he, you know, Ben comes out too. And the women are just like, we'll sacrifice ourselves so you can have one good relationship. And I'm just glad that you exist. And it gives me hope for, you know, someday finding someone not as good as you. But, you know.
This was the Stockholm Syndrome portion of... of the show where everybody is just like, Kayla's like, I miss seeing how he's doing. And I'm just like, everyone's blind to the douchebaggery. It's right. Like unbelievable.
Like, he can be in love with two women. Maybe he can be in love with 20.
Yeah. And it carried over to those viewing parties because those women were like, I kind of regret marrying my husband. I want to marry Ben. It's like everyone's under this spell. It's crazy.
Is he the most like Stockholm syndrome-y bachelor we've had?
I think so.
On top of
is he on the Mount Rushmore of Stockholm syndrome bachelors?
Yeah, I don't remember a women tell all where at least one person wasn't angry. Like he True. Had landmines yeah. that he dodged.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they all think he's perfect.
And like the one who was slightly angry was Leah, and then he shut her down with like the most perfectly reasonable response.
Yeah,
possible.
He had a good
like,
answer for that.
No, like you, I didn't. I had a better relationship with Lauren, and I wanted to know what the soup was. I didn't mention your name. That was on you. Like,
right?
Not my bad. Sorry, girl.
Yeah,
she,
I love that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ben gets called out to the hot seat and introduced as the most popular bachelor in history by Chris Harrison. And so, yeah, we see him, a few different women talk to him. We see Kayla, we see the Leah, Jubilee, Olivia, Amanda, and Becca all kind of asked him some questions or had things to say. Lita, what stood out to you of who spoke to Ben and or his answers?
I thought that I thought that Jubilee was funny. I always have thought that Jubilee was funny. But I wrote down, I think Jubilee is funny, F everyone, because people were being mean on Twitter. You know, I also saw that Amy Schumer was Team Jubilee. And yeah, I think it might have been here, the quote that you pointed out earlier about, you know, my family died, want to make out. Just like little comments. I feel like she has really good timing.
She said like, oh, and you dumped me, remember that?
Maybe it was that. But she just had little comments that were well-timed that I thought were funny throughout this thing.
Yeah. And I like that she brought up, it seemed like he put the blame on her. And then I like that Ben responded, you know, because she was saying, well, with JoJo, you said when she didn't reveal how she felt, you like that, or you like that about this person. But with me, why couldn't you just tell me, hey, I'm not feeling it with you? Why did you have to like put the blame on me? Which is what we were talking about when Jubilee was in the hot seat as well. That is like what Allie was saying. Oh, Ben liked you, it's your fault. But I like that Ben came back and said, no, like I'm, you know, I take the blame with everyone here. It's, you know, a two-way street kind of thing. So he was prepared for his answers, and he's always pretty well spoken too. So I was impressed with that. Allie, who else stood out to you here?
I tried to limit it down, but I'm having a rage blackout right now.
Okay.
Going back to Leah for a second.
Yeah.
I've been trying to sniff out like places where The Bachelor screws up, because it just as a franchise.
Okay.
And week one, Bachelor, what was it? The After the Rose, where Chris gets to talk more with B celebrities. Bachelor Live. So he, I'm so mad at myself because Ben said something to the effect, or Chris mentioned Kayla's name, and Ben lit up like a firecracker. And Chris said like, oh, poker face Ben. Mm. And I was like, boom, there's your winner. Like, must be. So I basically cling to these little scraps. And here, why is Leah screaming out for America and Ben to hear that her and Lauren are good now? Like,
yeah,
if Ben's with Lauren, doesn't he know that you're good?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird because they kind of just cut away from that, too. Like, we're good. I talked to her, by the way. Yeah, that was weird.
But the other thing was, basically, these women are better than me, because what Amanda's reaction to Ben
first
of all, Ben, they go to Amanda and it's Amanda's time to talk, Ben. And I have problems with talking out of turn. But Ben, the woman that he met her kids and then kicked her aside like yesterday's trash, is like, oh, Charlie and Kingsley are so cute. How are the kids? It's like, screw you, Ben. Yeah. You don't want them to be your kids.
Yeah. And then she's all, you're going to be a great dad someday. And it just meant so much to me that you were emotional dumping me. Yeah.
Amanda is too good.
I wanted
too
her
good
to be
for
more
this
bad.
World.
Yeah, that was a good observation. She should have been mad, but she's not capable of it. They're all so happy for him. Becca,
she's
just
too cool, I think is the thing is. She's just like, I'm over this. Like, Ben, you're an infant. Like, too good for you.
Yeah.
I thought that at first Amanda was on the verge of tears the entire time. And then I realized she was sick, but I was like, whoa, well, that explains why she's not like shouting at him. She's about to cry if she even like talks.
Right.
She's sick.
Right. And then Olivia, she brought up just sort of, I wish you would have taken me on a one-on-one. And I think he just kind of said, yeah, but I didn't really want to or something.
I mean, more or less. Yeah. That was his response.
Yeah.
Are we in agreement that he is overcompensating when he launches into like, I'm more in love than I've ever been, and I would marry that woman tomorrow if I could?
Yeah, that was an interesting statement.
Well, it's probably because whoever he's with is like, you like repeatedly told this other person you're in love with that. Like, it was probably like,
right. He still has something to prove.
Covering his face. With and he's with, really, like, see, like, I told everyone how much I love you and they'll know who you are next week, but I love you, not the other person.
Yeah
because
Chris asks him like, what'd you say, and he says it exactly the same with exactly the same words again, as though it was a scripted line.
Oh, totally.
Like on his hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And they wanted to
him
like,
and Kayla are going to the same acting coach.
They've gone from that one producer that focuses on the leads and just tells them, okay, here's, we got to make sure we hit these points. Yeah, I think I kind of read it differently in terms of more for the show. Like, hey, there's still gonna be a really happy ending. Like, Ben's still perfect. Don't bail on him because we show this preview that's really dramatic. And that's kind of how I, because sort of the early seasons of the show, they would really want to reveal that someone got engaged or was in love at the end. So because people are just tuning in for the fairy tale. And then it's gotten away from that where it's just like, we don't know how it's going to end. But this time I think they wanted to get back to, it's a true love story, but there's just this dramatic event at the end.
Maybe Nick V will show up again.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God.
That'll be the big twist.
Yeah.
He just shows up later and later into the season.
We need him.
To come in second.
And Ben actually wants to marry Nick.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I heard that's a show I would watch.
I heard him on a podcast, like just a podcast archive of something, and he said something. They were asking him if he would be on the show again, and he's like, well, I never do Bachelor in Paradise, and I never do The Bachelorette again. And then it's like, dot, dot, dot. Hmm. Like, he's yeah, still right. Angling for The Bachelor.
He's got the jewelry for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. What would be, like, you know, instead of EGOT, the different, you know, you've been on every single one of the shows, because it'd be Nick.
Michelle Money Award. Is
the
one.
The Michelle Money Award. She just needs to be The Bachelorette.
And Chris Bukowski. It's the... It's a bunch of bees, isn't it?
I know. It's like the Brains Beauty Brawn kind of thing.
I think it's the D-bag.
You need to get a job award.
Yeah, exactly. Try to be a pantsrepreneur instead. So we see some bloopers. Lita, did anything stand out to you from the blooper reel?
I don't generally like bloopers. No. That might be a hot take, but yeah. I feel like they're kind of a waste of time. However, I did laugh at both of Becca's moments when she said Chris's name instead of Ben, because I imagine that happens all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Because if you're saying the exact same sentences over and over
again,
but about different people. And then also JoJo and Becca lifting weights and taking sips of whatever they were drinking is very relatable content.
Yeah. Well, when I was a youngin, they'd have a whole shows devoted to bloopers, like bloopers from sitcoms and stuff. But even I don't really get into the bloopers here. But Haley, did you see any good ones?
I love the bloopers.
Okay.
I wish there was like an hour show of just bloopers. I just, because what I love about these shows is character moments. And I don't think we get enough of them in the Friends of Child. And especially season where it really became the latest show. And I think that got to, maybe it was Allie's point, saying she didn't really know any of the final five because it was the Olivia show. Anyways, so I like these moments because I really get, you know, the girls having a good time. Not all this is like this most serious thing they've ever done.
Right.
So I love the moments between Becca and JoJo. Like, I just thought they were great. Really, like, prepared in the bloopers too. Like, when the thing like blacked out, she's like, oh, this is new. Like, it just didn't seem well. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Great. I always enjoy them. Like the character.
I liked when JoJo spilled on her chest and she's like, oh, my nipples are gonna get hard in a second here. And then you can see Becca just laughing hysterically. So they have such a cute friendship. Love them. That's our favorite couple out of the show.
I think more than the bloopers, like, I agree that I like the moments between the women so much. I wish that, I don't know, live feeds or something.
Yes, right?
See? No. The Bachelor is too much. No.
The women, like, interacting with each other more.
They can't show them actually getting along. That's the problem. Because we had a hard enough time this season because Haley and I would comment a lot that, oh, these ones are all, they're all really supportive. You know, when the whole thing went down with Leah and Lauren, and they were all coming to Lauren's defense, even though was the front runner. I mean, even the women were like, oh, he's just paying attention to Lauren so much. But they still, you know, loved her. And yeah, I think usually they're better at least showing a funny blooper at the end of the episode. And they've really slacked on that this time. I don't know. They just showed kind of weird stuff at the end. Nothing too funny. So, is there anything else from the episode, or should we jump into our sort of standard questions and the pitiful draft results?
I know we have Oh, sorry. I know you guys have a question about this, but not getting to the question, mm-hmm. but getting to the comment that Chris made, that he knows that Ben doesn't want to be known as the guy who did The Bachelor well, but you know, on the Mount Rushmore. Yes. Why would Ben not want to be known as a bachelor who did well?
Right? That's a good point.
Did Chris mean like did well in the bedroom? Like he boned Ooh. All the final three?
Doesn't want to be known as the Bob Guinea or something? Let's see.
Then is the Mount Rushmore a sex Rushmore?
I don't think so. I think it's, he's like, because you're on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah, that's kind of how we closed the episode. And this is, to me, and I tweeted this, proof that Chris Harrison is listening to RHAP, because I've never heard anyone else really be like, you're on the Mount Rushmore, just saying it casually about a reality show, you know, when it's something that Rob brings up all the time.
Chris Harrison is the one who writes negative comments.
Because oh my gosh, he's been downvoting our podcast.
He hates Allie for some reason.
That is so important. See, you reap what you sow.
Johnny Bananas.
Yeah.
I hate Chris Harrison and he hates me. Oh my gosh. Like that. I'm okay with that.
I think he hated me on the voicemails too. What's that?
Can Allie have a t-shirt that says that?
Yeah. I hate Chris Harrison and Chris Harrison hates me.
Please. Yeah.
Love it.
My address is no shame.
Yeah. I want one too. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was a weird comment. So let's jump to that. Well, we'll get to that question. I want to just gloss over this draft, but it was so funny because George, he was like, team hosts are making a comeback because Haley, get this, we scored, I think, 3 points compared to Team Randworth's 1 point from the Women Tell All, because we got three hot seat people. Olivia,
just wait.
Kayla and Lace. Yeah, so we're
just wait until we get all of those VIP cast members.
Exactly. I mean, we're only trailing 125 to 241, so
now do you get points for Lace because she agreed to be on Bachelor in Paradise?
I think we're gonna wait. George will probably wait to add that one in till she's officially cast, since Kayla isn't officially cast as Bachelorette either. We don't have those points yet, but yeah. No, we're mathematically, it's impossible. We're like out of this like weeks ago. So that's all I'm going to say about the draft, except you can follow at GeorgeCTV for all of you who are following along. And then we've been doing an iTunes review segment inspired by Allie and Brian on their podcast. So thank you, Allie, for that inspiration. It's been fun. I've been, you know, it's my Sunday night ritual, as I've said, and there were some really nice ones this week. And so everybody who sent those, we always appreciate it. It means a lot. Haley, do you have one to share? I know it's always a hard decision.
I do. I have one from EML91. The title is One Podcast, Two I Love Yous. It says, I'm in love with Ben, and their names are Amy and Haley. My relationship with this podcast is my deepest relationship. I enjoy listening to them exclaim in the same ways I do about the complete nonsense that is The Bachelor. It feels like I am having a great conversation with my friends. If you're easily turned off by smart women speaking in a casual manner about a reality TV show, maybe the problem isn't them, but the fact that your incredibly sophisticated self is addicted to The Bachelor. Come at us, bro. Oh.
Nice. Thank you, ML91.
I had problems like not giggling halfway through that.
Yeah.
I tried really hard to get it in.
That's awesome. So ML91 will be entered into the contest for a Bachelor prize pack. And everyone who's left a review is still eligible for even an upcoming season. But if you want to be entered and eligible for next week, will be the one that we pick, the last one we pick for Ben's season. And then we'll, I guess Haley will have you put them all in a hat, and I don't know, maybe you can periscope it so people know it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's legit. I've never actually done a periscope before, so maybe that's a good for my first one.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So, okay, thank you everyone, and you can leave a review on iTunes, and be sure to subscribe to Reality TV Rehab-ups, and then you'll get Allie and Lita's appearances as well. And let's jump into all these great questions that came in. So, should we start with the Mount Rushmore one?
So we have it from Lori Delgado. Is Ben really on the Mount Rushmore of The Bachelor? And at Mel Gottserv tweeted to us saying, our last WTA guest, Mel Gottserv, she said, question for the podcast, who is on your Bachelor Mount Rushmore?
Okay, so first question, is Ben on the Mount Rushmore. So this is Chris Harrison's definition, or we could define it ourselves. Haley, what do you think?
As someone who hasn't seen a whole lot of the seasons of The Bachelor, I would probably put him on as like what they would say is the gold standard of Bachelor.
Right.
And in the other corner, I would put Juan Pablo there in like the like rusted aluminum standard of The Bachelor.
Okay.
Like, so you have like the angel and the devil.
Okay, you want both on there.
Yeah, I want both on there.
Okay, so Juan Pablo is your nomination
because he put out the most, right?
Ooh, okay. So I'm gonna jot down everybody's submissions for who they think. So Haley, you're saying Ben is still on there. He's like the gold standard, and then you're submitting Juan Pablo for the opposite of the gold standard.
Yes. And I'd say Bob, and I'd also probably put Brad on there too, because he's done it twice.
Oh, okay. He's the Sandra of this. I'm Sandra from Survivor. Okay, Allie, first question, does Ben deserve to be on the Bachelor Mount Rushmore? And then who are your other three ideas?
My first reaction is that Ben is like completely forgettable. I mean, he's very Des and Chris, but it's almost like a lot of this depends on ABC's follow-up. Like, is he there every season for the next five seasons to give advice?
Like Chris Soules.
Well, I'm not putting Chris in the conversation, but like Jason Mesnick, for example,
right.
Bob Guinea, who keeps coming back, you know, for the 20th season, they're going to talk to Bob. Like, he's probably the oldest Bachelor that they still go back to. So I agree with Bob. I would put Jason. Again, I wasn't sure what the, what are we defining this as? Is it how available they are? Is it America's favorite? Is it that they were memorable? Like, so Jason Mesnick, for the fact that it lasted, he's always around, and he reneged on his choice. So he's got that scandal.
Really the most dramatic season.
I agree with Brad that he's a two-timer, so it's just by default. And then Sean's in consideration for availability, although I wouldn't put him up there as my favorite.
Right.
And I even think Jake Pavelka's
like the sixth story.
His story.
And I also think Jake Pavelka's in the conversation for just what a train wreck that was.
Right. From the hero down to hero on Jillian's season to the fall of the hero. And Lita, what do you think? Ben, yes or no? And I know you're a more recent viewer, but any other ideas of who could be on the Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, I would definitely put Ben on there. I always hate The Bachelors, and I thought that Ben was tolerable. So that makes him automatically far and away my favorite that I've seen. I'll also put Sean Lowe on there because he was on Marriage Boot Camp or is about to be on Marriage Boot Camp or something. And,
okay, and that ties to Tyson.
Yes, so I have a personal connection to Marriage Boot Camp. I like Haley's idea that Mount Rushmore has our best and worst presidents on it. I think that is really interesting. Maybe I'll keep Juan Pablo. He made for a memorable season. And I was also going to say Mesnick, because he invented the full Mesnick.
Oh, yes. And Chris Harrison is very impressed with that.
Yeah.
I kind of like Haley's version where it's like Ben's on one side, Juan Pablo's on the other, and they're the angel and the devil overlooking Brad and Bob Guinea or something.
I could also see like it's like Ben and Sean as like the angels, and then like Jake Pavelka and Juan Pablo is like the devils. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like both fill that role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that too.
I'm not co-signing this at all with Ben as like the gold standard of The Bachelor. I understand that ABC is saying that.
They're saying
it. Yeah, I've been air quoting it the entire time for you.
There's not enough time in the day to discuss all of the reasons that I don't like Ben, but I haven't for a long time. And people have slowly been joining the dark side.
Uh-huh.
And feel free to tweet me if you want to discuss, because anyone who will listen, I'll talk about why I don't like Ben.
No, I want to hear that in just a second. Because I think Rob would want to talk about it because he didn't get Ben from the beginning. And I think with Ben, it's like, yeah, he's cute, but it's been getting boring to watch towards the end, I think, with his choices. But if I had to just say what I think Chris Harrison would put for this, since he's the one who coined it, I think he's going by success stories. So we're assuming Ben saying he's madly in love. So Ben is one of the Mount Rushmores. And then so I think he'd put Sean and Jason, like you said, because he comes back and gives advice and he did end up with somebody. It was his second choice. And then I'll just throw out Andrew Firestone because he also showed up on that 20 special. And so I think of the early ones, if you're going 1, 2, and 3, you know, Alex Michelle is totally gone and they didn't invite Aaron Berge or whatever his name is back. So I think Andrew Firestone is sort of the early season, even though they ended up breaking up. But I think since he's still part of the family, I guess, I think he could be that wild card on the end. But I'd love to see people tweeting us their photoshops of these different Mount Rushmores, and then we can really decide. So what would that be? Hashtag Bachelor Mount Rushmore. Is that too
Batch
long?
Batch Rush.
Batch Rush. Hashtag B-A-C-H-R-U-S-H.
Sounds like we're going to start wordy.
Yeah, I was going to say Rush Batch is like, ooh, pledging a frat.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Imagine.
Oh my God, that is a frat party I do not want to go to. Yeah.
That wouldn't be a good theme.
It would be a great theme, but like if it was like a Friday legitimately with all of like ex-bachelors, like our pass.
Well, we didn't talk about it, but when he went into that giant house full of college age women, like that was an AFI house based on his fee bear. For any AFIs out there, I'm not one of you, but I'm sure you got a real charge out of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the ones that were all in their pajamas. Is that the
and
one?
Then he put like a little, he did his two fists on his head in that picture.
Oh, that's how you knew.
That's a feedback. I was looking for a sign of life of what sorority it was because that's nice. What I'm about.
Sounds like an off-season podcast. How do I identify different sororities?
No
one wants to hear me talk about that.
So I want to hear you like tell us about all the sororities and like which bachelor contestants are in which one.
Yeah.
And then I would have to like stab my eyeballs out with the pen that's in my hand right now.
Or you could do like a fantasy survivor season of three different tribes of three different sororities and how they would do. And just see this one's characterized by this. Yeah, I got a scholarship to a college in the Midwest that was, I was like, oh, I should take this because it's a good scholarship. And then when I toured it, they're like, it's like 97% Greek here. And I was like, what? No, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm a proud member of Greek life, but I'm not that proud to do any sort of podcasting about it.
We don't have those systems in Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, I finally was a part of international relations with Amy and Haley. Yes. This is my favorite part of your podcast.
Oh, so there's no sororities in Canada?
Not really, not in the way it's typical in the States.
Oh, so.
Also, follow up on last week's international relations,
yeah,
with Haley and Amy. We found that 2 liter bottles in the US are called 2 liter bottles, which is a surprise because you guys hate the metric system, so yeah. I was shocked.
And that, I'm not gonna call them the big jugs.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you'd call them like however many ounces or, you know, a half gallon or something.
Yeah. Americans are fat because we don't understand volume of soda.
Right.
If they said it's a million, like whatever, we wouldn't drink it.
Right. Yeah, that was
yeah,
not
but if
my
it was
best
like
moment,
a half gallon,
not remembering
that sounds
that.
Like way less than 2 liters.
Ooh, gallons sounds big, though. Yeah.
And we also found out, for the most part, that I was correct about like colleges not having grad programs and universities having grad programs. It wasn't the case in all of the people who responded to me, but for the most part, that was the scoop.
Yeah.
There are some exceptions because some colleges add grad programs later and then they just don't change the names.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I see.
International relations. I feel like I need to make like a theme song.
Oh my gosh. Can we,
I wish we could just like, capture that.
I think we should.
So I'll work on something in the off season.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. So actually I do want to know, Allie, share some reasons that you don't like Ben, because I think we need some controversy on this podcast.
All right, jump ahead 30 minutes, haters, if you don't want to hear about this. Here's the thing. Okay, Ben is, honestly, I say this with, I would be friends with Ben in real life. Like if I met Ben at IU or whatever, we'd be homies. I have no problem with him as a human. But it's like they make it out like his biggest flaw is that he loves too much. You know, like, oh, I said I love you to two women. Like, I'm such a bad person. I love too much. Like, why are we not up in arms? You know, everyone's up in arms about that. but it's okay that he slept with all three women in 3 days. Like, we've just adjusted to that. That's okay. Like, he's still such a sweetheart, and he cares so much enough to demonstrate his love physically to these three women in 48, however many hours. Now, the other thing is, the twins thing was absolutely disgusting. I judge the twins, and I know Lita's a fan of the twins.
Love them.
Because she said it today, but...
And I tweet about how Emily is my girlfriend.
The problem for me, I couldn't enjoy the twins just off the simple premise that they're willing to go on a show like, you know, the Icky twins from Double Shot at Love and date the same guy and compete against each other and ultimately, by Ben's hand, forcibly throw each other under the bus and allow their mom to do the same. Like, I just thought that was horrific. The situation with Amanda was horrific. Like, he acts like Prince. He's basically just a 26-year-old douchebag in Prince Charming clothing. I don't think he's ready for anything that he's saying he's ready for, but I don't blame him. Like, I could see any 26-year-old saying these things and not meaning them in the slightest. End rant.
I love it.
That was wonderful. And yeah. I think you explained it super well of like what it is about Ben that bothers you. Yeah, I think that's something we've forgotten a lot on this season of the podcast is that he's 26.
Yeah.
That is very young to being like, you know what, let's settle down here. Let's find me a wife. And next season, The Bachelorette, Kayla is like 24. Like, yeah. I'm 24. Like, I still live at my parents' house. That's not going to change anytime soon. So it's just like, at least when you're watching these shows, you like forget that like you're the same age as them because you kind of grew up watching that. So you kind of like, oh, the girls are the same age. And like, so I must be like the same age as I was. That makes no sense.
But yeah.
It's,
no.
Yeah.
He's the youngest,
like, it's like, oh, scares me.
But when you consider that his heart was broken at the movie theater way back when, you know, it's like he's aged so much since he was 14 or whatever.
And that's his worst story.
He suffered his first heartbreak 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have to cite your first kiss as like your trauma in life, you're not ready to be The Bachelor.
No.
He was more sympathetic when I was under the impression that his father was a war veteran because Randy made that up. Yeah.
Didn't Randy say his father
was so happy to hear
that? He said his father got injured in Iraq.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
That was amazing.
Oh, that was the best.
I do think with the twins, though, like, I agree with you, but also they're so young and I feel like they want to be famous. So I don't know how much that they were really there for Ben. Like, they may have gotten wrapped up in it and their feelings became real, but... I don't know. They went on there knowing that it would be a big gimmick and that they would have to compete with each other.
Yeah, right. They're really promoting their river dancing careers.
Yeah.
They were willing to stand up in front of 16 bajillion viewers that watch the show, including myself. So no judgment, Bachelor Nation. I'm one of you. But they're willing to say, like, we don't mind. We're willing to date the same guy. Sister, sister. Like, even if that's to be famous, like, have a little bit more self-worth than to say, like, yeah, I'll compete with my sister. Like, yeah, if we're both in the fantasy suite, no problem. Like, that, it just, like, the way that they're projecting themselves.
Can you be, can you imagine being Eskimo sisters with your own sister?
Oh,
oh,
my God.
Oh, so went to an uncomfortable place.
This has been fun. Thank you.
They were always going to bail one of them, I think. I think they just wanted company, you know, for the trips and stuff. I think one of them was, they just figured one would be less into it and just sort of like, how can I get a free trip out of this?
Yeah, like,
get the sound bites that they want.
And bring her to Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. I think they're locks for Bachelor in Paradise.
Also, Chris Harrison acting like it was really impressive that Ben could tell them apart. I can tell them apart. And that might be because Emily is my fictional girlfriend. But, like, you can get it.
It's a little bit old to just...
Ben has made out with one of them, like, on a fairly regular basis. Like, I hope he remembers which one it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Chris was like, oh, whoa.
Impressive.
Yeah, they allowed themselves to be treated like a carnival act. Like, Chris was like, now we're gonna guess your weight. Like, it was just so disgusting. Right. I'm yelling, I'm sorry. I'm just like disturbed.
Let's jump to, well, I mentioned I think that the twins are for sure going to be locks for Bachelor in Paradise. And I know we got questions about that. Let me see. Emily Connor, which girls were only invited to the Women Tell All to remind us who they are before BIP?
Jamie.
Oshana.
Kiara?
Yeah, what was she doing
like,
there?
Kiara was our first night boot. She brought a chicken. Like, that's something we did barely mention.
Yeah.
Tiara was there and she brought a chicken and the chicken was in her lap for the entire 2 hours.
And jumped over to Lace.
For what reason?
Right. And interrupted different things and it had a name, Sheila. So she has to be on Bachelor in Paradise, right?
And it was like in every shot of Amanda. Like, no wonder Amanda didn't speak that much because every shot it was like chicken butt in her face.
She was sick from bird flu. That's why her voice was nice.
Are they not all always there? Like, I actually was surprised to see people missing. I guess I don't pay attention that much, and I was watching it knowing we were going to talk about it, but
yeah,
I was surprised that they
omissions.
Weren't all there.
There's always a chance.
Haley was upset about Mandy not being there.
Oh, my girlfriend, Mandy.
She was a kooky one. Like, why wasn't she there? So
Red Velvet wasn't there.
Right.
Samantha.
Yeah. Any horse owner was there. Like, there's always people who aren't there from, like, the first and second night, and that's whatever. But, like, you can't take Mandy away from me.
Yeah.
Oh, she was the homecoming queen.
Yeah.
Tiara, definitely, because otherwise there aren't first night boots there.
So well, Izzy was there.
Izzy, too. But I would be shocked that she's on Bachelor in Paradise, but why was she there?
She was, like, a third night boot or something, wasn't she?
No, she went right away, I remember, because she wore a onesie.
Really?
And I was like, I love that girl. And she said, are you the onesie for me? I'm coming in
oh
too
God,
hot on this.
Amazing.
I'm not sure. But I thought she was a first
I'm with
night
you
beat.
Because she was on my, I picked her in the draft. So I'll support Izzy as well. I'll support some Izzy love. But she must be coming on to Bachelor
yeah,
Paradise.
I remembered the name Izzy, but like you could have shown me any person. And I've been like, oh yeah, that's probably Izzy.
Right. When she started talking, I did not know who she was. Yeah.
I thought it was like Jennifer and it was just like a weird angle on her face.
Right.
But no,
yeah. So we think Jennifer is going to come back and be the Samantha. Shoshana probably could be one. Leah for sure.
Yeah.
Twins.
Lace.
Lace, we know for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Leah is so going to be like clinging to the Mikey, like the one that nobody else wants.
Oh, because she wants to stay. Yes. Totally. Anything for airtime. Next question. Well, we did get Allie's thoughts on this. This is from at Jordan Parhar, host of Happy Hour, doing a bunch for BB Canada right now. He says, could I get everyone's final thoughts on Ben Higgins as The Bachelor? Is he too angular, not angular enough, or just right? So this is referring to the voicemail podcast I did with Rob this past week where I described Nick as too angular for me. So too sharp features. He looks more like a Disney villain, not a Disney prince. So if we're just discussing angularity, I'm going to say he's just right in terms of angles because he's got chiseled jawline, but he's still got the roundness to his face. What do you think, the rest of you? Are you with me on angularity?
He could be a little more angular. I think he's very good looking, but he's not. I wouldn't describe him as having sharp features.
Okay. But I'm anti sharp features, so I like round. I like cuddly.
Yeah, he's a little soft around the face.
Yeah, I think he's good. I think he's just right enough. So let's go on to, we kind of answered this already, but we got a couple questions like this. This is from Kristen Narr. Who the hell is Izzy? So we did cover that. She's the onesie girl, and perhaps we'll see her this summer.
I think she had a memorable headshot. She had
for
the
Allie.
Smirk.
Oh, yeah, she had the smirk. Yeah, she had an interesting. She was the one who didn't finish 50 Shades of Grey as well. It was, like, on her bookshelf.
We hardly knew you.
Yeah. I read 50 pages and put it down.
Right, she couldn't get through it.
Yeah. Katie Kleber says, can you tell the difference between Haley and Emily and who is more upset with Olivia? So, Lita, we know you can. But of the two, they were both sort of in unison, as we talked about. Allie, what do you think? Was one more upset?
I mean, I just tweeted out when I saw this, like, don't argue with twins, note to self.
Yeah.
That was just my takeaway.
Right. Yeah, they back each other up. So you can't even tell who's more upset.
Chrissy Yeagle. So Lace is a lock for Bachelor in Paradise. Who else from the season will likely be in Paradise? I think we covered that all. What about Rachel? She was also an invisible person. She could be a potential.
Get her away from.
Do we think Amber will be back?
Oh, I hope not.
My God. Oh. I hope not. Too I think much. No. She just needs to leave this universe.
What about any of these standout characters? Like, is there any possibility that Jubilee, Olivia, or whoever is the runner up would do it?
I don't know. Do you think Becca would do it? I think talked about it would maybe be Becca.
Yeah, is she done with it?
Like all those people are great.
They're all good. I think Becca's just happy to be in the. It's like she's in the alumni society. Like she just seemed like when she saw Ben, like, oh, it's so great to see you. Like they're just part of this like higher. We've been on two different shows, kind of thing. But yeah, I think she's too good for it. But I still stand by that. I think Chris Soules will appear on it.
And oh my God,
he was tweeting for Extra TV last night and. Ladies, let me know what you think of this tweet that he sent out under the @ExtraTV. It says, who else is watching Women Tell All without their pants on? Hashtag, they smelled like rotten corn. Hashtag, farm life. Hashtag, the bachelor. Hashtag, Women Tell All. @SoulsChris. So he signed it. So we know.
That's just, I promise, hey. I'm still farming.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, at least they still, you know, he's pretending to be a farmer. Watch this. My butter, so I'm always wearing pants.
Yes. But yeah, rotten corn pants. I don't know. I think he needs to get that checked out. That doesn't sound good.
So. Also, like, to be fair, he lives in his own house. So, like, why wouldn't he just walk around with no pants all the time?
Right. Well, maybe don't tweet it when you're watching 20 women.
Yeah. Or when you're on, like, someone else's Twitter account.
Yeah. I'm going to put all the blame on that on Extra, who allowed him to tweet with zero personality and only 140 characters.
Right. Great point. Let's see. We have, we already did that one. Lisa Heisey. Did anyone notice when Chris Harrison said to Jubilee that she should feel worthy because a guy like Ben liked her? That exchange was a little disturbing to me. So we did talk about that. But any more to add on that, Lita?
I don't want Chris Harrison hosting these anymore.
Yeah.
It's not a really new thought. I didn't need him to be a misogynist last night.
Yeah.
To prove that to me.
Right. Well, at least Jubilee can leave the show. Thinking about that and comforting her
that it was totally her fault.
Yeah. And that at least Ben liked her for a couple dates. Nicole Chong, thoughts on the whole conversation argument around racial comments? Was Jamie just trying to be dramatic to get a spot on VIP? They tend to cast the drama filled contestants on that show. Okay. So we did cover this as well, but Haley, do you think there was any part of that was just like, I want airtime. I want to get on VIP.
I wouldn't say it's 100% true, but I wouldn't say it's 100% not true.
Okay, gotcha. Ben Brown, did Chris Harrison really say he didn't know which twin was which after both introducing them and hearing them talk for an hour about their individual experiences? Allie, did he say that? I think he did.
I mean, I'm telling myself I'm not allowed to curse on this podcast, so I have no more words left that I'm allowed to say about Chris Harrison. I mean, it's just like, look, we have identical ditzy twin blondes. Let's make jokes about which one is which. They're interchangeable. It doesn't matter. Like, that was gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should have had a misogyny counter for the things Chris said.
Every time Chris Harrison says something sexist,
drink.
No, we cry. For humanity.
We do a mezzanic, full mezzanic. No. Kristen Narr says, if Lauren is chosen, do you wish JoJo was eliminated slightly earlier so she could be Bachelorette, or is it just me? Haley, you're a big JoJo fan, right?
Yeah, I'm in on JoJo. We've done the runner-up. Like, Atlanta is the runner-up, so why couldn't we have JoJo as the runner-up?
Ben Sr.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they just want the diversity? So they can claim diversity this time?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Well, I want you guys to talk about it.
Do we like that there's this angle, or do you, are we like anti them pushing Kayla on us for the sole fact that she's half Filipino?
My feeling is, if you're going to announce before a season airs that you're going to give us what we've been asking for as a country, give us a diverse bachelorette, this is ridiculous. And I'm not taking anything away from Kayla's heritage or culture or how she racially identifies. But it's like, oh, Juan Pablo was the real first diverse bachelor. Like, right. If you're going to make that claim, then show up with it and take a risk, a quote unquote risk from ABC's perspective. And I understand with the market and blah, 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 blah. But then don't brag about it and then take a half measure.
Yeah. And have it announced on sort of different news outlets with the photos being like, oh, it's just sort of like Unreal, where they have they're casting a black bachelor and sort of all the speculation that, oh, maybe it's going to be Jubilee and stuff like that, and just letting it run with that. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. Plus, we think she's boring.
I like Kayla. Kayla was my winner pick, so that sort of shaded my my feelings on her. So the whole time I was rooting for her because I wanted to be right, because my Survivor winner picks are always so wrong. But I actually really did like her. I think the moment for me was when she was on, I think it was the second one-on-one that she had with Ben, and she was like, I know what you're trying to do right now. You want me to cry and you want me to open up because that's what I'm supposed to do. And I thought that was a really honest moment from her. Mm-hmm. And it was very, it broke the script a little bit, which I liked. I'm fine with Kayla being the bachelorette. I'm happy about it. Although I do agree with you that it is definitely a half measure.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just... in on Kayla, like how I feel about Kayla is kind of how Allie feels about Ben. Like, I think I would genuinely like her IRL and like want to hang out with her. But as someone who is going to be the lead of a television show, she's just not compelling to me in that way.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I mean, I was rooting for her too because she was the last one remaining on our draft, our only hope. And I think her first date with Ben, she showed a lot more personality on that. And then, yeah, she just became hard to read. So, and I'm just already feel fatigued about the story of how it's like, oh, I have to learn to share my feelings. And I didn't, have that with Ben. And they're going to blow up this heartbreak that, I don't know if it was that genuine, but we'll see. I hope that she shows more of that personality that she showed in the fantasy, after the fantasy suite date when she came out of the limo, because that was probably my favorite Kayla moment.
Kayla opening up to people is going to be like Ben's feeling unlovable.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It's just totally a dead horse that is beaten until the end of the season.
Yeah. B. Watkinson wants to know, or she says, I shouted, no, Lace, you aren't healthy enough for that, when Chris Harrison invited her to Bachelor in Paradise. On a scale of zero mental health destroying nightmare, how bad is it for Lace to do? Allie, what do you think?
That was very bizarre for her to basically say, like, him to say, do you love yourself yet? She's like, I can't love anyone until I love myself. Do you feel that way yet? No. Okay. Do you want to go on Bachelor in Paradise? Yes.
Yeah. Maybe she's just going to cram in some self-love for the next 2 months and then she'll be fine. Watch Kayla's season and she'll be ready for it. I don't know. Jeff Strong, who Haley knows well, says, can you guys talk about Lace forever? So what more can we say about Lace, Haley, that your brother might want to know?
I'm very in on Lace. I know not everyone is. I don't know what it is about her. I just really, really like her. Jeff has a huge crush on her, so like that's what his angle is. Am I excited to see her in Bachelor in Paradise? Yes. Should she be there for her mental health sake? Probably not. But it'd be interesting to see her growth, you know, between shows. Let's see if that actually did happen or not.
Is it going to be growth, or is she going to go? Because we've seen that she has a good sense of humor about herself and things she said on the show. So will she go in and kind of play up that character again, or have fun with it? I don't know. I'm curious.
I think Lace is going to be spending a lot of time with Jorge. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for it.
I think everyone should spend time with Jorge.
Yeah. That's who my tattoo should have been. He's the best.
Jorge the bartender. Yeah.
Or Claire's raccoon. That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mark Solera wants to know, have you ever seen anyone scramble as hard as Ben did after that comment from Jubilee? So I think, Lita, I think he's talking about when Jubilee was bringing up, hey, with these women, you did this. But with me, you didn't just say, hey, I'm not feeling it. Why not? Why did you blame me? What do you think?
I think Ben is very experienced in this area of leading women on to believe something and then having to backtrack when he doesn't follow through. So I think he was scrambling, but it didn't seem too uncomfortable to me because he's had to do so much backpedaling and covering his own ass this season.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't come
it's
off
kind
very
of a natural.
Right. It didn't come off as very rattled. So,
yeah.
And then this is from Taylor Cotter. She says, I have no question. I just love this squad so hard. So we love you too, Taylor.
We love you, Taylor.
Tony's Llama on Twitter at Llama Biatch says, who is the most irrelevant to get the most airtime at the Women Tell All? This is always a fun thing to track. That's like, what was it on, was it Corey on Andy's season? That one guy that like no one knew who he was.
And Corey just, with an E?
Corey with an E. And then he just was.
No, yeah, it was on Caitlyn's season. I think we can consensively agree about this. What the seasons was Jamie?
Yeah, definitely.
Jamie, yeah. There's a few of them, a few contenders.
And Shoshana.
Shoshana was my
other
thought.
In the mix.
Yeah.
I mean, we never heard Shoshana speak English That's before true. The Women Tell All.
Yeah. Yeah. And she had a good hair makeover. I think it was Haley that noticed that, right? Or commented on that. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if she comes back for anything. And I think that's it for questions. But ladies, any final thoughts or let us know where we can find you? I'll start with Lita.
I am at newsaf_intern on Twitter. I'll be back with Taryn Armstrong for the wrap up of American Ninja Warrior, which Woo-hoo! Premieres in yeah. June.
Nice.
Yeah, so follow me as I live tweet the finale and throw more shade at Lauren for not having a personality.
All right, Allie.
You can be mad at me directly at Lash Tweets. Just kidding. and I am in 4 minutes from now, I'll be recording a wrap up with Brent Wagamet and Rob Cesternino about RuPaul's Drag Race. So I'm just knocking out dream podcasts. Back to back.
Marathoning tonight.
And I will be back with everyone's favorite bus driver, Brian Cohen, to recap the challenge, which comes back in May. Nice. Assuming I don't know, get fired for yelling.
And when is my favorite show, Are You the One, coming back? Is it renewed?
I don't know. It is renewed. I'm assuming they're keeping it in their summer spot because they've done a real shift-a-roo on us with the challenge airing so soon. They basically aired the challenge like 2 months earlier than they normally do and are now airing another season very shortly after the first one ended. So
okay,
for all you challenge fans,
they really want us to forget about that one.
You would think they're doubling down.
Nice. All right. And Haley.
Firstly, I just wanted to say thank you to Lita and Allie for joining us. This was like such a, like not even kidding, such a dream come true podcast.
I've been looking forward to it so long.
We're so happy that you guys were able to come and join us. This was a lot of fun. I hope everyone enjoyed listening. Allie, I don't think you're going to get hate. I think you're just going to get so much love. People are going to be so excited that you finally came here because people have been asking for you to be here for so long. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you can find me on Twitter at @hstrong_. My Instagram is the same. My blog is haleystrong.wordpress.com. And my Snapchat is hstrong28.
Nice. I love that you added my Snapchat technique, on. Yeah.
Sorry, my technique is if I over-own it, like a Johnny Fairplay situation, then it's like I'm in on the joke.
That's fair. That's great. That's a good point.
We love our wrap-up listeners. So I'm looking forward to everyone sharing their comments and telling all what you thought about the Women Tell All. I'm at @RHAP Recapper. And As far as anything else to plug, I was on the voicemails this week, and it was a lot of fun, or last week really, but with Rob. So that was fun. That's where that angularity question came up from. And yeah, thank you so much, Allie and Lita, for joining us and helping us wrap up this season with a bang. And we'll be back, Haley and I, for the finale next week. I can't believe it's happening. Any thoughts on that preview as we close this up?
I hope JoJo pulls it out. I don't think she will.
Okay.
But I would be happy with JoJo taking
I'm really
the
interested
season.
In that bathroom floor scene that they showed captioned. Like, I'm sitting on a bathroom floor telling you I love you. That was interesting. Allie, can you help us think of a hashtag for this episode? People made it this far.
Any Allie thoughts? Rules.
That is going to be trending.
Hashtag Randy follow Lita.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, that's a great.
That's
one.
A good one.
And we also have Batch Rush.
Oh yeah, Batch Rush. Send us your pictures of. Well, if you can't do Photoshop, which I don't blame you because I don't do it. I don't know. Send us your four picks and or you know whose suggestions you voted for, or send us your photo chops of it. And that's Batch Rush. Hashtag Randy follow Lita LITA. And thanks everyone for listening, and thank you ladies for joining us on International Women's Day.
Thank you for having us.
Yay. Bye.